Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is whole business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Hands up in the air everywhere. Hands up. Did you feel His presence in the atmosphere? And if you're not ashamed, if you're good evening. It is so good to have you on the Blog Talk Radio tonight on the Light of Portland broadcast. We are so excited about what God is doing with the people of God and through the people of God. I pray that tonight you are ready to receive a word from God, because tonight we have a very special guest with us that will bring the word of God, and he comes to us all the way from Kenya, and we want to welcome him. He has been with us for the last few weeks here in America, just about a month. He has been to Holy Convocation, and he's been to Portland and to Atlanta and to many other places that he and I have taken the opportunity to visit. And so it has just been truly a blessing for me to spend time with our very own Pastor Caleb from Kenya. He is a pastor in Kenya. He has a family. He is a husband and a father. He is a man of God, on fire for God. His anointing is in evangelism and in outreach, and he is just on fire to do the work and the will of God. We have committed, as the Light of Portland broadcast and as Light of Life Christian Tabernacle, and talking with Pastor Black with Greater St. Stephen's about building a Christian church right there in Kenya, and then building a Christian school right there in Kenya. Because for those of you that don't know, in Kenya, you pay for schooling, $1,000 per student every school year. If you don't have the money to pay, your children don't go to school. And so Muslims have begun to build academies and schools in Kenya. They take the students and they offer free education to those that can't afford it, and they're turning the children into Muslim. And so we want to make sure that they have the opportunity to have a Christian free education. And so Pastor Caleb and I are working towards that goal, to build a Christian academy, the Life Christian Academy in Kenya. And so tonight he is bringing the word of God, and I want you to prepare your hearts and minds to receive the word tonight, because truly you are in for a treat. And Pastor Caleb, I turn the broadcast over to you now.
Thank you very much, Pastor Shirelle. And thank you very much also to my host this week, who has been Pastor Blake. I want to thank God for the members of the church community and all the Christians in Portland who have paid a great part of it to host me in that great country of America. And as you have told, I am Pastor Caleb from Kenya, and I want to say thank you very much for tuning in together with us tonight. We want to share the word of the Lord, and I'm ready to share with you the word of the Lord. I want us to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for this moment as we share the word of God. I want to pray for every listener that you're going to touch their lives, touch their hearts, illuminate our spirit, illuminate our mind, that we're able to understand your word, because your word is the bread of life, and your word is what is the lamp unto our feet. I want to thank you because everything shall pass away, but thy word shall remain forever. Thank you tonight as we are able to be blessed by the great word that God, you are giving unto us through me as a vessel. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, brothers and sisters, I want to say that it is only the word of God that can bring change in our lives. It is only God who can bring change in our situation. No matter how many things we do, no matter even if we get a lot of money, or we go to work, or we get fame or prominence, or we get power political, it will not work if God is not on our side. So tonight I want you to know that God on our side, we are more than conquerors. So I want to share briefly on walking with God. I want to share briefly on walking with God. And I want to read today from the book of Genesis, chapter number 5, verse number 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and he begat sons and daughters. All the years of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not more. He was not, for God took him. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to know that from Genesis chapter number 1, we are looking at a generation that came after Adam. And we are seeing a generation of Adam from Seth going up to Enos, and from Enos to Canaan, and going down. And after that, from verse number 21, we see Enoch coming into the picture. I want you to know that generations have different kinds of operations. Generations have different kinds of thinking. But I want you to understand that Enoch was a different person from all other people that we see in the first 20 verses. We see many people being born and dying, and nothing is being talked about them. That means that you need to know that there are things that happen in families and generations that does not bring much change. These people were married, these people were working, these people had power, these people had money, but there was no change. But we see change coming in when Enoch is born. So I want you to know that families may not have a lot of impact if God is not involved in their lives. Many people may be famous, may have a lot of money, but before God, they may not have anything to show out of this world. So Enoch comes into the picture, and I want you to know that you have power and authority when you connect with God, when you walk with God. The things that did not work for your forefathers, the things that destroyed your family members, the things that destroyed people that came before you will not destroy you. So many things. These people were living under a curse. Adam had just received a curse, and they were supposed to die. But we see Enoch not dying, restoring the true picture of what God wanted man to be. I want to tell you, my brother, my sister, there are things that are destroying your families. There are things that are destroying your mother, your father. There are things that are working in your life. But when you turn your life to God, you can be like Enoch. You will destroy. You will uproot. You will denounce. You will overcome many things that destroyed your fathers, your mothers, and people that came before you. So I want you to see, what does it mean to walk with God? People may ask me that question. Let me answer it. Walking with God means to accompany God on his will, to go in the will of God. You know, many people are walking in the will that comes from their own thinking or books or people that they have seen. They are walking with the mind of men. But I want you to turn your life today. No matter what men are doing, you can walk with God. And I want you to know that when you accompany God in your life, you will answer in the book of Psalms 127, the Bible says that unless God builds, builders are working in vain. Unless God watches over the city, the security people are working in vain. That's why you see things still happen. The police are there. The army officials are there. People spend thousands of finances to pay for security, but still people are insecure. That means if unless God changes the hearts of people, unless God helps us to build our life, our cities, it's like we are walking in vain. Another thing is that when you walk with God, it means that you are able to see the greater works of God. Many people are saying there is no God sometimes because they are blind. They are not seeing the greater works of God. Look at the mountains. Look at the creation. Look at the great things that God has done and has created. The massive waters, the hills, the caves, and many things that are unexplainable. You have to open up your eyes and see the great works of God. Look at the way man is. Man is a creation of God and many other things. So you have to see God in your life. You don't need to see problems. You don't need to see curses. You don't need to see rejection. You don't need to see evil activities only. You need also to open your eyes and see that God has helped you this far. It is not by your own. It is not by your own understanding. You need to see that God has helped you. I want you to know that when you begin to see God that he has helped you, you will start walking with him. If you begin to realize that you are not a product of your own, you are fearfully and created by God, you have God on your side, you have God that is protecting you over the night, you have God that is ruling over your life will change. Enoch realized, he saw that there is God. There is God. Despite of the things that had happened in the life of Adam and Eve, their ancestors, he saw that there is God. He saw the creation. He saw the life. And he said there is God. And because he acknowledged God, he started to walk with God. And I want to tell you that Enoch is one man who never saw death. He never died. So if you want to understand walking with God, is to see God in your life. Don't just see problems. So many people are just seeing problems. When they wake up, they just see problems. Some people are just seeing destruction. Others are just seeing evil things. They wake up, they are planning evil. I want to tell you, my brother, my sister, that evil will destroy you. Addictions will destroy you. Every kind of evil that is done under the sun brings destruction. Because the Bible clearly states the wages of sins is death. So if you are living in sin, you are perpetuating evil, your days are numbered. Because there's nothing good that comes from evil. So I want to see God in your life. No matter the situation you are going through, my sister, no matter anything you are going through, change your attitude. Begin to see God. So many nations, they started saying, there is no God. They started saying, we don't see anything that God has done. And that is why other evil activities are taking charge in our towns. Because we deny God, we will begin to live under curses, under destructive anger. People are doing things because people are perpetuating a word that there is no God. So somebody wakes up, kills people. Somebody wakes up, it does a lot of destruction because the fear of the Lord has been lost into humanity. People thought by saying there is no God, they are going to make it. But now, generations are being raised full of anger, full of destruction, full of evil, provocative attitude. Anything small, somebody wants to kill, somebody wants to destroy. Behaviors are changing. People are taking over certain types of behavior and certain types of operations that cannot be comprehended, that has no value if there is a lot of erosion. But I want to say to you today, when you walk with God, life and your life changes. When we walk with God, another thing is we are walking with God means advancing and progressing with God and taking responsibility. When people walk with God, you take responsibility in your generation. Enoch took responsibility to change his generation. Use your time well. Methuselah lived 900 years. Nothing is talked of him. It does not matter the many years people live. What matters is what you use with your time. Because there is time for everything. Young man, this is your time. If this is your time to go to school, go to school. Leave issues of leaderships. Leave issues of leaderships aside. Because if you start leadership and you're going to school, something is going to go wrong. I want to tell you today that if you are in, you are supposed to do something and you're not doing it, time will catch up with you. The time will come, you no longer run, you can no longer go to work, you can no longer do certain things. You have to use your time now because there is time for everything the Bible notes that. So I want to say, take responsibility in your generation. Do not blame your father anymore. Do not blame your mother anymore. And Enoch did not blame people. He did not blame his fathers of their mistakes. He did not blame the government. He did not blame anybody. I want to take note today. People are not willing to take responsibility. They are not willing to take charge. They're just living in blame game. Either somebody's blaming the government, blaming his parents, blaming other leaders, blaming political leaders, blaming pastors, blaming the youth are blaming the old are blaming the youth. No one wants to take responsibility. Enoch did not blame anybody. He said to himself, even if my fathers did not follow God, even if they rebelled against God, even if they lived a life of sin, me, I am going to change my generation. I challenge you today, change your generation. Change the picture of your family. Change the foundations. Whatever killed your father will not kill you if you change your direction. Because the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. If you receive Jesus as a personal Savior, because that is also walking with God. Walking with God is receiving Jesus as your personal Savior. Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he was able to give us his Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. So when we receive Jesus, we are walking with God. We are calling on God. When we receive Jesus, we are able to see God in our lives. I challenge you. Receive Jesus as your personal Savior. Walking in God means receiving Christ as your personal Savior. The book of Romans states very clearly, chapter number 8, if you read it, that by your mouth you shall confess, in your heart you shall believe that Christ died, and you shall receive the remission of sin, and you shall also receive the gift of salvation. And that is walking with God. Walking with God is receiving Jesus. Because Jesus came so that he can become a bridge for us to meet God. Tonight, I don't know where you are. Maybe you're saying, I've tried salvation. I failed. I want to tell you, salvation is working. Christ is still a Savior. Jesus is still on duty. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things are past. I want to say to you tonight that the Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, behold, I'm standing at the door. I'm knocking. If anyone shall open up his open the door, I shall come in and dine with him. Christ is knocking. When you hear this message, Jesus is knocking. God is knocking. He wants to take a walk with you. I don't know how many people you have opened your heart to. Perhaps you opened your heart to a boyfriend or to a girlfriend or to anybody. And that person has hurt you. I don't know whom you opened your heart to. Today I want to challenge you. Open your heart to Jesus. He will never find you. He will never fail you. He sticks closer than a brother. Open your heart to Jesus. I know people have hurt you in the past. Leaderships have hurt you because you gave them your heart and you trusted them and you're working together. But now things have changed because man is bound to change. I want to introduce you to a sure foundation. Walking with God is giving your heart to God. Opening your heart to God. He will come into your heart and he will dine with you, celebrate with you, walk with you. Enoch opened his heart. So many people's hearts are hard. Whether they hear the gospel, the Bible says when you hear this gospel tonight, harden not your heart. I wonder, my brother, my sister, how you are able to open your heart to a man very quickly, and you cannot open your heart to God, who is willing to raise you above your situation, who is able to heal you, who is able to protect you, who is able to destroy the works of Satan, who is able to lift you from stress and depression. You have opened your heart to men very quickly, my sister. It took you even just 1 month or 1 week or 1 day and you opened your heart, and now that person has hurt you or you are not feeling good at all. I want to challenge you today. Harden not your heart to God. If you are willing to open your heart to men, you must be much more willing to open your heart to God. Because the Bible says that let every man be a liar, but God stands for the truth. God is truthful. His promises are sure. And amen. Arise today and open your heart to God. And when the Lord comes into your heart, he'll be able to lift you and to bless your life. I want you to know this. Also, that Enoch dealt with generational foundations and strongholds. No one remembered other people like Methuselah, but God made Enoch to be remembered because he walked with him. Many things we do will make us famous, but God will make us founded on a strong foundation that can never fade. Many foundations are now being destroyed. Many people are hanging on foundations of families. Marriages are shaking. People are suffering. They cannot stay in one place. They're having wandering spirits. That means the mind is... The foundations of the mind are being shaken. There is a big increase of worship of idols in this age. Spirit of murder has increased. Many people are killing each other. Sickness that are incurable have come up because the health, the foundations of health are shaking. I want to challenge you today. You can walk with God and you will be able to be under the rock, Jesus Christ. You can see many people are dying without anything. The foundations of death took away Adam and many other people in that generation. But Enoch did not see death. He was able to overcome the foundational forces that were following his family. Maybe there were foundations of marriages, foundations of sicknesses. There are people in his generation were worshiping idols, but Enoch did not take the idols of his forefathers, of his fathers. He refused. I want you today to refuse any idol, any foundation. Say to yourself, my marriage will work. My family will stay together. I will be able to overcome this. And you will be able to overcome. Because faith cometh by hearing. And when you hear the word of God and confess it, it builds faith. Maybe you've just been listening to messages of broken families. They are not working. Relationships that are not working. So you believe everything is not working. I want to tell you, marriages are still working. Healing is still there. The healing power of God through the power of the anointing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Miracles are still there. People are settling down because Jesus is still on the throne and God is working. So, one of the great things I discover here, that Enoch was able to overcome the foundational curses and foundational powers that were, and generational powers that were following people in his family. And he lived a long life and did not die. But when we follow God faithfully, we break the cycles. You can break the cycle by following God. What did Enoch do? That is my last question. I want to say that in the next 10 minutes. I hope God is doing something in your heart as you listen to this message. I believe God is transforming you, my brother, my sister. I believe God is opening your spirit, showing you something. Rejection, accusations, murmuring, and grumbling will not solve anything in your life. Put your trust in Jesus, and Jesus is the answer. As I close, I want to say this, that Jesus loves you. And Jesus wants to do something new in your life. I want to answer this question. What did Enoch do? Point number one, if you're writing. Enoch clinged back to God's covenant with Adam. Enoch restored back the lost glory. Remember in the Garden of Eden, death came through the sin of Adam and Eve. So, and the covenant of God of long life, of not seeing death, was broken. But Enoch, he was able to overcome this death that was had been the curse of death that had been pronounced to Adam, his forefather, because he walked with God until God saw that this man is not worth dying. What is it you are doing that can make God bless your life? What is it you are doing that can make God change his mind the way he did for Enoch and he did for Hezekiah. What is it you are doing, my brother, my sister, that can trigger God to bless your life, to change a curse to a blessing in your life? So many people, instead of working with God to restore the covenant of God, you have gone further. Look how you are getting married. Look how you are working. You are worse. Some of us, we are worse than our parents. Our relationship has become worse. Our lifestyle has become worse. At least our parents tried. That's why we are here today. But the way we are going, we may not go far because we are propagating more evil in our generation. I want to challenge you. What is it you are going to do, my sister, that can make God to change his mind? Enoch gave himself fully. Give yourself fully to God. Give your life. Give everything, everything of you. It may look foolish, but let me tell you. David says, it's better for him just to be a doorkeeper in the house of God. It is better than just being outside there. I want to challenge you today. What is it you're doing that God should keep your life? That you should not die today? What is it you're doing that you can go to God and pray and God shall can remove sickness instantly? What is it you are doing that when you go to God in prayer or when you ask God for anything, he'll just give you? By working with God, Enoch lived long life and confirmed that God was faithful. Realize that you have a problem and you need God. You need Jesus to deliver you. It's until you realize that there is something wrong in our family. Observe your sisters and your brothers. Observe your neighbors. Observe your relatives. Until you see something that is amiss, you may not fix it. Enoch realized that this generation, people are dying, but I'll fix this. I'll walk with God because in his spirit, he was able to discern that when we walk with God, you will not see death. And he gave himself fully and they walked with God. He did what God wanted in his sight. I want to challenge you, my brother, my sister. What are you doing? Some of us, even when we hear about giving, just giving something for the work of God, you oppose it. You are not moved. But when you hear pleasure, you can buy a very expensive car. You can buy a very expensive house, very expensive clothes. You can go for movies, cinemas, do many things, spend money, flash money here and there. But when it comes to the things of God, oh my, oh, you cannot even give even $5, even 10. But you are willing to spend 1,000 just for an outing. I want to challenge you. What is it that can provoke God to change his mind, to give you long life, good health? Because the Bible says, do not be deceived. Whatsoever man soweth, he shall reap. Whatsoever man soweth. So Enoch sowed. He was able to sow faithfulness, working with God. And God rewarded him by long life. So I don't know what you are doing. I don't know what you are doing now. When you are listening to me, I don't know what you are doing. But I want to say, change your lifestyle. Because the way you are going, the way you are living, some of us may attract more wrath. And the wrath of God, no one can stop it. Not even the government. Praise the name of the Lord. Point number two. He separated himself from the family for evil foundations. One must denounce certain things in family traditions that propagate curses. Like the worship of idols in families propagate curses. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 25-26, God spoke to Gideon, destroy the altars of Baal that your father had raised, and raise an altar to worship me. So we must be able to denounce certain things. Denounce issues like we have fathers who are moving from home to home, doing things, abandoning children, abandoning families, causing pain to people. You must change from that. Please do not follow that foundation. It propagates curses. Abandoning children, aborting them, doing many things. They look good. They look nice. They look that you are a hero. But I want to tell you, they bring curses. Denounce things that bring curses in families. Certain traditions, certain characters, certain behaviors. Worship of idols. Bringing pain to people. Murder. Many things like those ones. They bring curses in families. They bring curses in generations. I want to tell you, you must be able to destroy the foundations that attract curses for you to be blessed. Enoch did so. He did not worship any idols anymore. He worshiped God, walked with God. He did not go back to the idols and like his forefathers. Point number three. Enoch was a man of faith. The book of Hebrews 11:5 says, and by faith, Enoch walked with God until he was no more. Where is your faith? Where is your faith, my sister? Put not your faith in man. Put your faith in God. Put your faith in things that have good reports. Put your faith in things that have a future, in the things, in the ways of God. Do not put your faith in things that are seasonal, that perish, that are perishable. Enoch was a man of faith. He walked with God by faith. And the book of Hebrews 11:6 says, God is spirit. And those who go to him must believe he is, and is a rewarder for them that seek him diligently. So I want to challenge you. Seek God in prayer. That is faith. Attend fellowships. That is faith. Read the word of God. That is faith. Without faith, you can never please God. Enoch knew, without faith, he cannot please God. I want you tonight to understand that faith, in the book of Romans 10:17, comes by hearing. Tonight you have been listening to me. When you change your mind, change your ways of life, receive Jesus, if you are backslided, come back to him, you are going to survive the era. As I finish, I want to say to you, the Lord loves you. The Lord wants to be with you. The Lord is stretching forth his hand. Bible says in the book of Matthew 11:28, come unto me who are heavy laden, and shall set you free. As I close tonight, I want to say God loves you, and God wants to bless your life. If you are listening to me, and you need to give your life to Jesus, close your eyes and pray together with me. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I have heard your word. I know I'm a sinner. Come into my life. Save me. Write my name in the book of life. I thank you for forgiving my sins. In Jesus' name, say amen. Thank you. If you have prayed that prayer, I want you to know God loves you. He has come into your life. And from today, you're a child of God. Think like a child of God. Walk with him by faith. Find a fellowship. And if you don't have a fellowship, you can call Pastor Blake. He will show you where you can fellowship. She is a servant of God. Together with Pastor Shirelle, they can show you the way. God bless you. I want to invite you, if you have time, to visit the church and pray today, tomorrow, and God bless you. See you next time. This has been Reverend Caleb Ochar, all the way from Kenya. God bless you.